Now let's come to ex situ conservation. Zoological parks are places where animals are kept in enclosures similar to their natural habitat. What are its advantages? A variety of animals can be kept in one place. They are well looked after. Food is provided for, shelter is provided for. They are safe from predators and it has immense educational value. How is it disadvantages? Enclosures can sometimes be too small. They are away from their natural habitat. There's a loss of ability for these species to evolve and adapt, and they may not be well maintained. Botanical gardens are a collection of plants that are scientifically ordered, maintained, and documented for public education, research, conservation, and enjoyment. What are its advantages? It has a lot of aesthetic appeal. It helps in bringing about awareness and education. We can conserve endangered species and it enables a lot of research work. Some of its disadvantages are that it requires immense effort, money and energy. Plants may be exposed to other diseases that other plants have, and it requires a high degree of knowledge. Gene banks is something relatively new. They preserve genetic material for both plants and animals. It also controls genetic erosion. Genes are preserved over a long period of time. What are its disadvantages? They require careful storage under controlled conditions, and genes or seeds sometimes may not be of use. They may be unviable. Let us discuss the advantages and disadvantages of ex situ conservation. First of all, it gives a longer lifespan to these species. Second, it can improve the species through genetic modification. And finally, we can reintroduce animals into the wild that have become extinct if we have their genetic matter. What are the disadvantages? Animals sometimes don't evolve. It's a very costly method, and animals are unable to adapt when they are reintroduced into the wild. Now, coming to the various conservation strategies, national and international, the Convention on Biological Diversity aimed at conservation of biological diversity, sustainable use of biodiversity, and fair and equitable use of genetic resources. The Ramsar Convention in 1971 had the objective to arrest the encroachment on wetlands. The Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, also known as the Washington Convention, in 1975, aimed to ensure that international trade in wild animals and plants did not threaten their survival and further contribute to the current extinction crisis. Now, the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972 prohibited hunting and killing of wild animals. It also prohibited uprooting of specified plants from restricted areas and the cultivation of selected plants without license. It prohibited any destructive activity in a sanctuary. Project Tiger of 1973, the main aim of this project was to protect tigers for their scientific, aesthetic, cultural, economic and ecological values, and to conserve the entire ecosystem in which the tiger lives. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, this program provided the framework for planning, implementing, monitoring and evaluating the conservation work. This provided information on the status of the species at a global level, draws attention to the magnitude and importance of the threatened species, influence national and international policy and decision making, and provided information to facilitate conservation activities. Thank you.